Okay, Shalom, I hope everyone's doing well. Last week, we started speaking about Ramchal's perspective on individuality, on the notion that each one of us has a different mission and different tafkid in this world as part of Hashem's cumulative plan for nisyonos, overall, the overall challenges, and then they're divvied up by the millions of individuals who take up these challenges, and understanding our unique role, and part of that also realizing how our role is different than others. But there's one thing appreciating ours, and also part of that is appreciating that we're not the same as others. What I want to do now is continue with Ramchal's explanation in Chelek Beis of Derech Hashem, basically why things happen. So on the one hand, last week's discussion, things happen to a certain extent of the challenge that we're faced with. It's because they're unique to our distinct and unique nisyonos, our challenges that we need to overcome. So Mario's on level 4, the third round. So you give him a challenge that's exactly perfect for level 4, third round, because that's what you're trying to challenge Mario with. So the particular challenges that we have are appropriate to our level. But there's more reasons why things happen. And at the end, he's going to describe how different things happen for different reasons. But I'll just continue on the list over here. So if you see in front of you, there's another reason why things happen that is based on the Darche HaMishpat VeGmol. So based on judgment, meaning what's appropriate, what's lawful and makes sense based on previous actions, and Gmol and reward. Hashem in his role as judge, the way it's set up is that it's not the case that there's a tally in Shemayim, and when you do all your mitzvos, they get put on a scorecard, and then after Me'ev Asim, you get up there and they start doing a cheshbon and they figure out, okay, you've got 10,432 mitzvos, you get this much Olam Haba. It's not that simple. And one of the caveats is that when you do a mitzvah in this world, already the tolada, the repercussion, the consequences of that action are there to help you in this world already. So it's going to help you lahakelo asaga shleimus, for you to achieve your shleimus v'tzilo min machsholim, and to save you from that which could trip you. So it's the equivalent would be Mario is jumping around and getting lots of points, but it's also making him stronger in the process. So the points are going to help him at the end when he gets to the end of the board, but it's also making him stronger and easier for him to overcome difficulties and to achieve his major mission. Kenin shenemar, as the pasuk says, raglei chasidav ishmor, right? The footsteps, the legs of his pious ones, he protects. I mean, the fact that you're a chassid, the fact that you're already going in Hashem's ways, that's already why you're still in the process. You're still in this world. You're going to have an added advantage. Vulam vada shegami bezei, madrigos madrigos yesh, right? It's not just a simple yes, no, you got it or you didn't get it. You can have different degrees. Ki matza echad shashura sedin titen kafim ma'asav shekvar asah, sheyazreya boris brach ezer ma'at. Somebody did certain types of mitzvos, either quantitatively or qualitatively, that was deserving of a little bit of help. The acher, but somebody else, shedira yeshiyazru, or is it yoser gadol, someone who deserves even beyond that. The yakel alava sagas shleimus kalus rab. And it'll make it that for him to achieve shleimus, for him to achieve his spiritual perfection, it'll be kalus rab, it'll be easy. You see, some people just, things just go. Like they have a good nature, they are able to, they're drawn to learning, they're drawn to spirituality, they're naturally good people. So there's something about it that it's easier for them. Va'acher, a third, she'roi lehezer, ezer yoser gadol, even beyond that. I'm first going to deal with why he gave these three different levels. V'chen behefech, but you have the opposite. K'far yimatze mishe kafi adin yeroi shelo yazur min Hashem. Somebody that based on his actions is decided, it's been determined, he is not deserving of any particular help. Achlo yukshu alem, asagas shameless. They're going to keep him 50-50, meaning everything's going to, you keep going on through life, you've got 50-50 chance in anything you're doing. We're not going to intervene. We're not going to help Mishamayim. V'acher, somebody else. Shemishpato yetzi shiyarbu lo ikupim. They're going to make many difficulties, many obstacles for you to achieve spiritual perfection. V'itztarach lo chozek gadol v'amor rav ad shesiganu. He's going to require tremendous strength to overcome these difficulties. V'acher shu arash hagamor, the third level. Someone who's a Rasha Gamor, he's absolutely wicked. She is sasmu befan of kol darche tich midacha berato. They're going to seal it off. They're going to close it off. There's no way he's able to make it back. As you could imagine, there are many, many, many differences and degrees between these different categories. But just in rough terms, some can be helped a lot. Some can be helped a little. Some can be hurt in many ways. And some in a small amount. All depends on your previous actions. So it could very well be that your zocha, that they're going to decree upon you successes to help you in your avodas Hashem. I mean, they're not going to grant you shlema straight up. What they're going to do is they're going to pave the path and make it easier for you to achieve that. They're not going to be spiritual obstacles in your way. And it could be the opposite, that based on your actions, have seidim v'tzaro shiyamdu kechoma lafana, losses and tzaros that will be in front of you like a wall. It's like a literally, like you just feel like you're just hitting your head against the wall. You're not able to achieve your shlemus. It requires much more effort. It's much more difficult to penetrate through the spiritual obstacles that you're facing. So the tremendous difficulties. He said that his akdama, that every single expression here is measured, is used. Why he uses the different words, I don't know right now. The opposite, as we said, for Russia. Look at this. This is where you might say, oh, isn't he reformulating what he said four lines above? Look at this. A Russia could very well have it that they've decreed upon him successes. Liftoach lefanav petach ha'avadon shiyedach ebo. To make it easier for him to go down the bad route. He's doing well financially. He's doing well socially, right? He's got all these different business deals. Different things are working out for him. So he's having successes in this world to make it harder for him spiritually. The Efshar, the opposite, she guzzer love sorrows, or you can have difficulties. He's going bankrupt, his relationships, everything's souring. Limno osum in a Russia sheyabidaito lasos. And that could be to help him, though, to stop him from doing something bad that he was going to do, that he was planning on doing. So every single phenomenon that you see in this world can be something that's meant to help somebody or meant to hurt somebody or make it easier or harder for them to do a mitzvah or a veira. This all happens. For whatever reason, Hashem says, even though you're a Russia, I don't want you doing that avera. And therefore, I'm going to make your life difficult so you're not able to do that avera. It's not random. This is based on Hashem's brilliance of how he runs the world. Right? Keep in mind, Hashem's kavana in creating this world was for the good, to bestow goodness on his creations. And therefore, everything here is based on what's going to ultimately help you. He judges everyone based on their true level. What does that mean? So someone is doing well, who's in a comfortable lifestyle, and he's being lazy in his avodas Hashem. And somebody else who's also negligent, but he has a much more difficult and pressing life. They won't be judged equally. Hashem knows your exact situation, and you will be judged based on that situation. So the same two people that'll do the same mitzvah, that'll do the same avera, that have the same quantitative and qualitative account when you look at their mitzvah averos listing in Shemayim. Hashem knows, though, your situation, though, will also dictate to what extent was something intentional or accidental. To what extent did the situation force you into it, or you were completely at your own volition? He knows the truest element of it in its deepest way. Your actions, your thoughts, he knows it based on your exact situation. So you can't just measure and say, this amount of mitzvos, this amount of averos. Everything's going to be based on, as you can see from what we spoke about last week, your life package. And based on your life package and your situation, so everything is going to be measured based on that. Fine. V'ulam, another reason. Mina shorash is this. So based on this kernel, this general idea, yetze or anaf echad, you'll have another branch. Be'inyan hayisur, difficulties, affliction is in this world. Ki od evshar shi'adam tzadik v'yod chotam. You can be someone who's generally a righteous person, but you have some sins in your hand, or someone who's equal, so the gzera that this person was deserving of was that mishamayim, they're going to try to initiate tshuva on his end. They're trying to help him come back. So the same event can happen. One person falls and breaks his leg, it could be to help him in some way, shape, or form, that he shouldn't end up doing something bad. For someone else, we said it could be a punishment, that that's a something based on his previous actions that'll make it harder for him now to get to the base manager, so it'll be harder for him to be a nice person, whatever it is. And now a different reason why that might have happened. It could happen because they're trying to get him to start doing the cheshbon nefesh and to start assessing himself and realize, oh, wow, I really have to change my ways. So the very same action can happen for many different reasons. This is not a way of punishing you. When you punish, the point is to be kapara, to be an atonement. I mean, there's a spiritual presence of negativity that a person brought into their life through sinning, and the atonement, the suffering, relieves that. It gets rid of that, releases it. This is different. This is not like kapara. This is not meant to atone, that was mentioned earlier. Right, that point was that there's a spiritual reality and it's trying to dissipate it, to get rid of it by dint of your suffering. But this is different. This is a ha'ara. This is trying to bring something to someone's attention. Lahayir halev l'tshuva, to inspire, to initiate, to ignite the person to repent. So there's a spiritual reality called a sin. A sin is a negative spiritual presence that is created, and then punishment is the manifestation of that. Those negative energies kind of reach their potential and manifest themselves by causing that suffering to the person that brought it about. He says that only gets generated behed der tshuva, right? That phenomena only exists, that spiritual reality that ultimately comes in and causes you to suffer, only can be sustained and exists in the absence of tshuva. Hashem ideally obviously doesn't want you to sin to begin with. And if you would sin, he just wants you to do tshuva. But if you don't take that capacity, that opportunity to do tshuva, so that you shouldn't get destroyed, you shouldn't, you'd star off bonoshim, so then he gives you punishments. So before we even get that far, what he wants to do is bring something to your attention. Wake you up. Hello, get up. Let's go. If you don't wake up, you don't pay attention to the warning signs, and that's the initial suffering that's taking place. Then stage two, then the real atonement comes in. The much more serious business comes. Perfect. You need to know. There is a limit about how long they will let a person continue in their evil ways. When a person reaches their limit, obviously we don't know what the limit is, and we don't know for each individual where that limit is. They're not going to wait for you. You get destroyed from upon the land. Gets filled. Your lot got filled. I mean, that's it. You hit the max, you're the ceiling, you're done. You're all credited out. Hold on a sec. We'll just make sure everyone here is muted. Okay. Until that point in time, you can be successful. We said earlier, make it harder for you. You'll be successful, fancy cars, lots of money, social life, everything, because that's a way to get you to do even more avirus, because that's what you're deserving as a result of the momentum you've cultivated. A person comes, he's inspired and moving in the direction of tuma, of negativity. They open up the doors. They open up the context. They open up the business, that everything should be successful, so that ultimately you'll go down the direction that you chose. When you get the limit, you hit the ceiling, for that's it, you're done. Look at that usage of that word. And then the Holocaust will descend upon that person, and he gets what's coming to him. Point number Zion over here. Very interesting. Everything that you are experiencing in this world is taken into the context of your existence, is taken into calculation. Let's see what that means. V'sof davar mashkachas v'ashkachas kol prat akol akol kulo mitzat kol mash mityachsim kol chalakim kol achelik divenu shaklav. So everything is relevant. What happened before and what happens afterwards. What does that mean? Mash yishkav bidino shel ish me'ishim hum madrigasu matzavo b'mash akad mulo dahenu ha'avos. So what came before? Your forefathers. Umash yisachru lo dahenu abanim, your children. Umash imon, who is at the same time as you? So if something's going to happen, you have a healthy young man, God forbid. So if something terrible would happen to this person, so you have to take into calculation what is appropriate that his parents should experience, what is appropriate that his children should experience, what is appropriate that his contemporaries, either his close social circle, the people of his city, the people of his generation, everything, all these calculations into effect. Wow. So when they're giving you your package, your avoda, your nisayon, it's not just you have a package and then after that, it's like, okay, send them off to Delray Beach. Sorry. Send them off to Be'er Sheva. No. The role, the mission that you're given is taken into account who's your parents, who are your children, who's in your generation. And based on all those things, then you get the mission. Then you have the package. Now, even that is only relevant in terms of what should happen to you in this world based on all those different cheshbonos. Right, based on your situation in this world, that's going to be the mission that they give you. Everything's going to be completely subjective in the sense that they measure everything based on you qua your situation. So right now, whether or not you'll have a good parnasa or not, will be dependent on what life situation do we put you in. Who's going to be your parents? Who's going to be your children? What community are you going to live in? Based on all those things, you'll make an above average salary. Very nice, right? So your mission, your package, your situation is going to be dependent on your context. But when it comes to Olam Haba, when it comes to actually judging you, then they strip away all those external elements. The fact that in this world you got it good, that's just part of the role you play. You're the cast, you're the character. So that character is meant to be a wealthier character. That one's the one who suffers more. That's just the role the character was given. But in Olam Haba, they strip away all of those elements and then everything is judged based on how you conducted yourself relevant to the hand that you were dealt. Let's say in this world you were given a high standing and wealth, and those who are determined to be your children, in all likelihood, right? Every generation is different a little bit, but in all likelihood, they will also have a higher socioeconomic status. If nothing happens, no revolution or something, they also will have a high social standing. And the opposite with lesser wealthy people. If you try to figure out why is that person very wealthy, Warren Buffett's son brought into this world has a little bit more cash in his savings account because it's based on his father. But okay, that's going to be just relevant to the particular role he was given. It could be that something, you won the lottery, something good happened to you, you got a big raise based on who your parents, your grandparents were. They're a big tzaddikim, so you got a good situation also. Could be the opposite. Something good could happen to you based on who your children are going to be. It could be in your city. Hashem wants it to be successful. Your social standing, your social group. But all of that is just Olam Hazeh. All of that is based on just the situation you're in right here. That's still outlining just the contours of what is your mission, what is your package. How you perform is going to be measured to the situation that you're given in. Okay, maybe we'll stop for right now. Just the next section.